Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
God friended me and love is in the air. This is Two Guys, a Girl, and a Thai Food Place. Season 1, Episode 15, we're going in. Carver's confidence and courage. We're talking Simon Hayes and his proposal and so many soulmates. What's going on? Plus, stick around for our special segment, God Speaks. Let's do it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, AfterBuzz? We're in the building. So we don't do music as much anymore, but we do have a little song for you. We'll sing after we share what we have going on. Thank you guys for coming in. Season 1, Episode 15. We're talking Carver's confidence and courage. Simon Hayes has a proposal, and there's just so many soulmates. So love is definitely in the air. And because so, we're going to sing you a little one, two.
Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find the spot, yes. The hookest spot, conversation.
Hey, verbal elation.
Y'all better know who that is.
Okay, so we just
wanted
to give you...
Y'all know who that is. Y'all know who that is. She sings it a lot better than we do.
Yes, she does. But we thought that was also appropriate just to have a little moment, especially with all this love. So let's just jump right into this. I'm so excited to be here. I'm your host, Jamie Alexander, and we got our full crew in the building tonight.
Everybody's here.
Yes, everybody's here. All right, you guys, introduce yourselves.
Hey, everyone. I'm Mina Wahab, and I'm so excited because we have a very special person back with us.
What's going on, mi gente? It's your favorite Afro-Latina, Franceli Chapman.
And last but not least, I am your other host, Michelle.
I'm like, what should I say?
Yes. No, you are amazing. We are so excited to have you. So we're all here, ladies. Yes. It is so good when we're all together. We're back from an amazing break, and it's beautiful that we're talking about love, because just love is all up in... This is March.
Love is in the air.
It is a new season. It's a new time, a new month, and we got a new episode. Yes. So what did you guys think of the episode overall?
It was all good vibes, good energy. What a great way to come back. They gave us a break, but they did not disappoint.
No.
I don't know about you guys, but I thought it was a great way to start March and a great way to come back after a break.
Amen.
Listen, there's something just really special about the spring, right? Although with this polar vortex, it hasn't been feeling like spring.
It's cold.
It's cold out here in these streets. Okay. I didn't move to LA for this. Okay. But I'm just saying. But yes, like there's all these new things springing up in this episode. And I just really loved that, you know, God works the way he works,
you know,
springing me back into the show. And there's all these new things that are happening. So I really loved tonight's episode. I really did.
Yeah. What'd you think, Mina?
Yeah, I'm a little sappy over here because it was so, like, cheesy and romantic, and obviously there were parts that were predictable where Franzelli's like, this is gonna happen, this is gonna happen,
yeah.
Oh, and she's gonna see a picture of herself in the museum, and it's gonna be this, and then she's gonna find out that it wasn't really him, she just realized it was the other guy that
I called it.
And it was just funny, because, like, every little thing was so predictable, but I was just, like, crying. I was like, oh my god, this is so beautiful, it's the perfect after Valentine's Day episode. I loved it. I don't know. I thought it was so sweet and cheesy in the best way possible. I love love. Anything that's about love, I love love. And yeah, I like this episode.
Yeah, it was definitely very great. I have to agree with everything you guys said. Perfectly done and well said. So let's start with some of the smaller plots first, because this episode was so rich, I don't want to miss anything.
Mm.
So let's start with Carver's, the confidence and courage, and the relationship between him and Arthur Finer. Let's talk about Arthur Finer and his leadership, Allie's role in being able to step in and give Carver some advice. What did you think about what Carver went through with Arthur Finer in that like process?
The most beautiful thing about being a leader is being able to follow. That's what makes you a great leader. And also, great leaders know how to instill and impart leadership in their followers. Because ultimately, you have to set a legacy and a mantle for people to come after you. Like, you're not going to be able to be the leader forever. So mm-hmm. it's so important to instill confidence and courage in those that look up to you, to let them know that they can do it too. Like, you can be where I am. And I love the test. I love the quote, courage and confidence to who God wants you to be. Ooh. Like, I was like, oh, yes, so thank good. You, Jesus. So you know, good. There's just something so amazing about all of us, that we're all on our own journey to become who God wants us to be. And whether you believe in God or not, the universe, your purpose, I believe that you're here for a reason. Your life is not by coincidence or by chance. You know, you are here to do whatever the plan of life has you to be. And I think that discovery is what's so special about life, the hills and the valleys that we go through to figure that out. But at the end of the day, becoming that best version of ourselves, it's like the mountaintop. Yeah. And the fact that he's like, I want you to get to that mountaintop. And the fact that you spoke up for yourself. And that's what it's about. Like, those are the hardest moments in our lives. Like, how do we speak up for ourselves? How do we make sure that our voices are heard? And mm-hmm. I loved that. It was such a good moment.
It was.
Yeah, what did you think, Rochelle?
It showed his human side. And when I say him, speaking of author, I think that, for understandable reasons, that he was very protective and a little possessive over his position. So it showed that he was human, but it's awesome that he wrapped it up by showing, like, you know what, you are right, Carver, when he did start to explain, like, you know, like, I think I'm bringing something new to the table and I respect you, but I will hope that you would let me see that. And we all seen the struggle, you know, it's not like, of course, well, he said everything right, but he wasn't moving like that. All them notes he was writing on that paper, he was like, no, I don't know right. what you think you're doing. And yeah. That's the human side, but I love that he wrapped it up and he was like, you know, I'm gonna give you a better position, and he spoke courage into him, so I thought that was really awesome.
Yeah. Do you have any thoughts on that situation?
Yeah, basically the same thing. I think we all kind of laughed and chuckled when we saw it, like, error after error after, like, constructive criticism in red ink on that paper. We were like, oh my gosh, okay, he wants it done a certain way. But then once he saw him stepping up to the role mm-hmm. and being confident and owning it, that's mm-hmm. when he kind of backed off. Mm-hmm. And I think that's such an important, valuable life lesson, is that when you own something, people will stop trying to tell you what to do. When people see a lack of confidence or they see a little bit of insecurity, they try to push and put you in a box and say, do this, do that. It's not until you fully, like, believe in yourself that other people around you will start believing in you, even if you don't necessarily have the competence. It really is about just owning who you are and being confident. Mm-hmm. And people will see that and they respect that.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. And it was just wonderful leadership on Author Finer's part, because that is your job as a leader, to not only find a successor, but to bring out the best in the people there. So to be able to see his confidence, you know, Miles kind of said it at the end, we're going to get a lot of this stuff repeating through the episode as we talk, but he said, what you already have is worth fighting for. Mm. So bucking up against the boss is not always something that, you know, we're taught or think that we should be doing. Some, you know, I think that we've kind of learned, you know, all right, stay quiet. When it's your time, it'll be your time. But in these days and age, it's make it your time. Authenticity is being so well received right now, I feel like, as it should have been. And this was just an opportunity. Carver is going to be full, whole, and grown as a pastor on his own, because his leadership gave him the space
right.
to do it. Mm-hmm. He didn't shut him down. He gave him a hard time with marking up the paper, which I think you got to do just a little bit, the pressure to the diamond. But the fact that he stood up for himself, yeah, I really love that. That was great. That was such a loving, like, father-son moment. Even mm-hmm. though they're not related, it still gave me those vibes. Mm-hmm. And he gets to do his first service. Like, we haven't seen Arthur pass over anything, you know, since this has started. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested to see where that goes. But that was cute. We loved it. If you loved it too, like, comment about it just a little bit. We're always happy to have you guys here at AfterBuzz. Francelli, you want to give a little shout out real quick to the folks?
Yes. You guys know, here at AfterBuzz, we are the TV talk of TV. I've been gone for a while. It's taking me a second. But yes, we do all the things that you love here. Everything from dramas to comedies. You can find it all right here. So if you love God Friended Me, know that there's a whole bunch of other shows, and you can hit the subscribe button. And don't worry, notifications will come up for you. But if you don't like them, you can also put those things to not come up on your computer. So it's just going to be catered so the content that you actually like will pop up for you. So tell us that you've subscribed. We'll give you a shout out on the show. We'd love to have you. And we're so excited to be back here. And thanks for always supporting us for, you know, everything that we do here after Buzz.
Yes, we are the ESPN of TV Talk.
We are. Thank you. I love it, guys. Thank you so much. And y'all, not for nothing, I just tossed that at her. So we want to, Francely, thank you for sharing that. Because, you know, we're team over here, but you killed that, you know. So thank you very much. And thank you guys for watching. And make sure to stick around to the very end for our special segment, God Speaks, where we share with you ways that God spoke to us through social media and other things here. And we have some predictions as well. But let's jump into our second topic and talk Simon Hayes and his proposal to Rakesh. Now, this topic is a little thick because the way we kind of broke it up is we want to talk about Jaya and Rakesh getting back together. Mm-hmm. And they've got a lot going on with their relationship, with moving, jobs, love, courage is coming up again. What do we think about some of these dynamics when it comes to Simon Hayes, Rakesh, Jaya? Give me some thoughts, girls.
Well, you know, 2 Corinthians says love is patient and love is kind.
Come on.
And I just love how that was exemplified tonight. That, you know, Jaya has been really patient and Rakesh has been really patient for her. And her surprise to come and surprise him. And they've been long distance for 6 months. And it's interesting because we say long distance is hard now in 2019 when you have FaceTime and Instagram. And you have so many ways of communicating with people. But back in the days, people had to write letters to each other when they were in long distance. And would have to wait weeks at a time to get a letter. I mean, love was really patient. So I think now, guys, we have it a lot easier. So let's really, like, fight for the love that we deserve. Mm-hmm. And sometimes love requires patience because if you really believe in someone's dream, and I think that that's what love is a choice. And if you choose to love someone,
you
choose what they come with. Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't stifle someone's dreams. Yeah. You should give them the freedom to go express that. And and she's like, go, fly. Like, even if it means you leaving, you waited for me, I'll wait for you. And that was just so, so beautiful. But then again, in turn, love meeting each other, the compromise of love. Like, you loved me enough to say you'd wait for me. Well, I trust God enough and love you enough to put this standard of saying, hey, I'm going to stand up for my love and say, I believe that if this job is really, really meant for
me,
I won't even have to leave.
How about
that? That job will come to me right here, and the job will come to New York. And I think that that's such a beautiful way of showing what courage really looks like and what faith really looks like. That I'm talented enough to kind of put these things on the line and believe God that, like, if it's for me, it's for me.
Very, very well said. What was
I'm dropping jewels over here. Sally's back.
What else can you say from that?
You know,
it's very true.
I take you out of church on Sundays.
No, I feel like I'm listening to a sermon. We're all like, I love it when she's here. I love it.
I mean, same. I can't agree anymore. I thought that was really pretty awesome. And I don't know. It just put love in a different perspective for me because he had to take a second in when she was like, you waited six months for me. You can wait. You don't think I would do it for you. And I think sometimes we like love so hard and you totally forget your word. You forget that, you know, you're deserving as well. So I thought that was really awesome. And she acted as she should. He waited all this time for you. You know what I'm saying? You better. So I thought that was really awesome that she did. And well, she don't have to anymore because baby done balled up and, you know, told the boss man, Mr. Simon Hayes, hey, listen, I'm about to stay here for some love. I don't think that he should have said it was for love. But, you know, you do what you
do. She was so upset about it. And I was like,
why didn't you think? Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, that ain't his business. Listen, I have, you know, stuff here. I mean, I don't really do the whole work and, you know.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, if I say I'm sick today, I'm sick. You don't need to ask me what's going on. None of that. You know what I'm saying? Listen, all I'm saying is that I need to be here. I don't need to tell you, oh, my grandma's dying. Like, what if that was the case, you know? Or he found out something about something. That's none of your business. So I don't think he should have said that. But, you know, he did, and it worked out in his favor. So, hey, boom, you got your job, you got your money. Keep it pushing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It worked out in his favor. Yeah. And along with courage being a through line, again, Jaya created that space.
Right.
For Rakesh to make that. Her creating that space gave him an elevated sense of a bolder move and space that he can make on behalf of love. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like, you know, same thing with Carver, like having the space to fly. Now he's going to be doing his first sermon at our Harlem Episcopal.
But, you know, I also think the really important lesson here is that the power to walk away from something is just as powerful as wanting to accept an amazing opportunity.
Absolutely.
Because the minute you have the power to walk away, you're no longer controlled by someone in a higher position of power than you
with it, girl.
Who's willing to like dangle a carrot
above you. You need it. That's
come
on, Mina.
It's so
that's a word.
It's so true though.
Why you didn't give me a thing?
It's so true, though. Once you have that power, then it's like, okay, the ball is in your court now. And I think people are so scared to let things go that they hold on to it so tight that they crush it.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, like, loosen up your grip a little.
Yeah.
It'll still stay in your hands if you loosen it up and you don't squeeze it so tight that you basically destroy the opportunity that you have. And I think that's exactly what Rakesh did, is he knew, hey, I really want this, but love is also important. At the end of the day, when you're on your deathbed, you're not going to be like, oh, this job, that job.
Come on,
you're going to be like, who are the people in my life that I impacted?
Yeah.
Who did I love?
Mm-hmm.
Who do I want by my side when I'm going through X, Y, and Z?
Yeah.
It's not going to be like, oh, damn it, I didn't take that job position. It's going to be like, damn it, I didn't spend enough time with my loved ones.
Yep.
And every single person, when you ask them, what was your biggest life regret? They're not going to be like, oh, I didn't work enough.
Right. That like, will never be the case.
That's not the case. And
right.
I'm not saying like always prioritize love, always prioritize people. You have to prioritize
and
your career too.
Where you are.
But it's like, you also have to know, like, don't let a good thing go, you know, like, learn how to balance the both of them. And exactly what you guys were saying, if something is meant to be, it's meant to be.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I love how you started too with that. Well, first of all, wonderful point, because I think, again, this show is showing us so much, because in today's society, we do kind of have a little bit of a scarcity mentality, that the only opportunity that came is the only one, and we got it, you know.
Absolutely.
We feel and think like we have so much more power than we really do, but when we do loosen the grip, I remember somebody told a story once, like, oh, I was holding on so tightly for things, and God asked me, well, what's in your hands?
Mm.
And by the time I opened, there was nothing there. It was like smoke. I'm grabbing at nothing here.
Right.
So having those open hands that you're talking about absolutely allows, like, let's see how far life can go.
Right.
Let me fall back and I'm going to land in some hands, right? I think so. And I feel like that's definitely what he did. And then to your point, with love being a choice, it really emboldens you to make choices that are over what you would normally do, just because it's like, you know what? She over here kissing me on my cheek. Letting me... They are just too cute,
they're
Rakesh
so cute.
And Jaya.
Mm-hmm.
They just got so much love. He was like, you know what? He was able... I was really... Jaya's always been important to him, but I was really able to see how important she was. He's really afraid of losing her, which is so cute, but not too afraid to make the moves. Rakesh, you better do it.
And I think we also, like, see that, you know, in the beginning of their relationship, there was so much insecurity and doubt and jealousy, and it took her moving away to, like, almost realize how strong they really were, was that they could keep this relationship intact through FaceTime, through, you know, long distance communication, through all these things, where a lot of relationships crumble when you don't have that physical contact and that physical touch. So this almost shows that their relationship transcends just the physical. It's probably
Perfect.
A mental connection or a spiritual connection or really that soulmate connection where they just work.
Well,
and you know that because they were in two separate places, they come back together and it's still there.
Well, they were forced to be friends, though. You know, when you're far away from someone, you're forced. Then
which is
you
nice.
Can't have no booty. You can't have no
booty.
<Yeah.
laughs> Lord.
You can't get lost in the sauce.
Let me lay some hands over here.
I'm just telling the truth.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't get lost in the sauce.
So they were able to build a friendship.
Based on
trust
just.
And all that good stuff. And once you got that, baby, the foundation's there.
Right.
It's so
serious. I mean, their relationship started as a booty call on the first date. Remember,
oh,
y'all,
yeah.
They got it popping. They got it popping on the first date. So they already got that out the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
But I'm glad that they've kept it biblical.
But it just shows... But it just shows what happened when two people that want to do it get with it. Because
exactly.
Rakesh is being an upstanding enough and present enough man to where Jaya can return. Like, they have trust.
Yes.
So ain't gonna be no, oh, I don't want my man to live in New York while I'm in Palo Alto and who's gonna be at the job.
Right.
And what I be seeing girls, you know, women, we, whatever. We could be going through the most when it comes to the dude, especially separating like that. But
yes.
Just they have mounds of trust.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody can
needs
learn
that.
Something from that
yeah.
and needs that, you know, as well.
Mm-hmm.
If it's for you.
Yeah. It's for you. All right. Can I get an amen?
I prefer my men in Inglewood, California.
Radius.
South Central. Compton.
L.A. But I'm just saying, that's for me.
You want them straight out of Compton.
I want them straight over here where I am. So yeah, straight out of Compton. I'll take it.
Okay. Well, we love that. Y'all heard it here first. Drop a little comment.
I cannot.
From the CPT. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So we are really excited, too, that in return with Rakesh's boldness, I love how it shows Life Responded Back by Simon Hayes, the big, big boss flying out teams and doing whatever, actually adhered to his request. So right. You never know what you can get if you don't ask.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And don't be afraid to speak up.
Yeah.
A closed mouth don't get fed. My mama always told me that.
I was going to say something else, but yup.
Keep it PG over here. Please.
God friended all of us.
God friended this morning. Show, ma'am.
You see me swallowing it.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, no, so that was good. That was beautiful. We love them. Let's go on to our third topic before we get in trouble. So we were talking about this. So many soulmates. Like, ooh. This, let's get to the meat of this thing. They got a new friend request.
Yes.
Vivian Hall is waking up from a 10-month coma from her man, Aiden. She didn't pass out before the wedding. Cold feet, running away, walks in the park. It gets deep. Then we got Miles and Kara. They've got a little something going on, something that we've been talking about literally since episode one or two.
Yes.
And then Fliss is back in the ski side.
I love Fliss.
You know, so let's go through some of this stuff. Let's talk about this new friend request.
Yes.
Vivian Hall sounds familiar to Kara. Kara wrote a article about her because she fell into a coma before her wedding and they weren't able to do it. What do you guys think about that moment in the hospital room where they discover she's been awake and they're trying to figure out, okay, what was this last night about?
Oh, we all knew it was BS. Every single one of us knew.
Well,
but we knew that something was up when she's like, oh, I can't remember. But, like, we all knew she didn't want to remember.
Because as women, we'd be like,
listen.
Because women remember everything. Come like, on.
Right. My memory's not that great.
What you said a year ago, November 5th, 2003.
You had the color blue on.
That I'm is you saying. Because my memory box is on overload. So I wouldn't remember. But.
You wouldn't have. Girl.
But we know maybe. She was BSing, though. We all know that. Yeah. She clearly knew that she had some secrets to hide. And they should have. Kara should have peeped game and be like, girl, what happened?
Yeah, tell me
cool.
The truth.
I ain't gonna say nothing. Girl code.
Well,
y'all already know how I feel about that stuff.
My thing is this. I say this all the time because, you know, as an actor, people are like, oh my God, that means you're a liar. I say, listen, I don't act in my real life. I act when I'm getting paid for it.
Different.
Let's do that right there. So it's interesting how when people are trying to act in real life, here's the thing with energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be, you know, transferred. So it's like when you're transferring some energy to me that's real phony, I pick up on that. Like, I can sense it. My spirit, my spidey senses be tingling.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit, talk to me now.
Okay.
So, you know, that's the thing that I know that Kara and Miles picked up on it. And they went down this rabbit hole and this trail, which is all part of the destiny. But my girl over here was like, they trifling and all up on people's business. But that's the show. That's what they do. They're always in everybody's business. Because if not...
Hardcore.
She knew I wrote it down.
You wrote it down.
They are okay. Trifling. But I know you did.
I think it's very interesting, though. I wrote soulmates versus love.
How come versus?
Because it's interesting. Because even when Miss Fliss, because she reminds
like
me. She reminds me of Miss Frizzle from the Magic School Bus
with the hair. It was with the curls.
So Miss Fliss, I love Miss Fliss, but you know she's so excited about soulmates, and then Miles comes with his counter about, you know, it's not necessarily soulmates. It's more like love, and I believe in love. And so, what do you ladies think about that? Like, is there a difference between soulmates and love?
Yeah,
is it interchangeable? What do you think?
I think you can love someone who's not your soulmate, but if they're your soulmate, you love them. So I think it's one of those things, they're not interchangeable, but you obviously love your soulmate, but you can also love someone who's not your soulmate.
Yeah, so now that you explain it like that, I can see soulmate versus love, and I think I'm more of a love girl because, I mean, I get it, soulmates and all that, but sometimes stuff be a little too spiritual. Just bring it on down. Love is something I can get with.
You know what I'm saying?
Love is concrete. Love is something I can get with. That's choices. That's, you know, movements. That is,
acts of service.
Life gets hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're going to involve our soul, like we were saying, God is love. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I choose love because if God is love, that also comes with layers and levels of things that I feel like you would expect from a soulmate, but also that, you know, third tier, that triangle is me, you, and God. Like, right. I need this love thing involved because it's not going to be cute all the time. So it's me calling, unless me calling you my soulmate is going to stop me from trying to slap you one day because things ain't working out or whatever, cool. But I just think love has that stronger, more solidified, solid thing for me. Soulmate does sometimes feel a little bit like, what is soulmate? It's like, I don't know, you know, I need a concrete.
Yeah. I agree. I feel like soulmates can be like this tie and this bow. And here's the thing. Someone can be your soulmate, but because God gave us free will and choice, your soulmate can choose to F it up and make some choices that doesn't align with you treating me the best way that I deserve to be treated. My soulmate can literally be so broken and damaged and not willing to do the work
I can't.
That he's supposed to do to get with me.
Not doing
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm getting off my soulbox. Let
not
me go,
doing
y'all.
It.
Let me go.
Yeah, we not doing it.
I also think that love is a choice, but your soulmate is not a choice.
Right.
Love, you have to actively love someone and work through things every single day, but with a soulmate, I feel like you can't control that. There's right. an undeniable chemistry, an undeniable connection that you can't even understand because it's at a cosmic level when you find a soulmate.
Yeah.
That's not something that you have to have a choice in. It's something that kind of just happens. But with love, it is
you.
A choice. It takes more work to love someone than to have a soulmate because that's something that's happening to you versus something that you are actively
yeah,
doing.
Control. Which is why I'm saying I could have a soulmate who doesn't know how to love me,
mm-hmm.
who loves me by nature of just being my soulmate, but through their actions doesn't know how to love me.
Right.
And that...
And the way that you receive love.
And the way that I need to be loved. Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. yeah, that, so for me, that don't work.
Right.
I did that already.
I've had
these passion, you know, we are attracted, we're this and that, but you're not gonna play the games and do all the walking and talk. I just can't do it. So, and I just know now that love is just like, we gotta... I'm with Miles on this one. Team Miles.
Team
he
Miles
said something
yeah.
about, like, making choices. It's what two people continually decide to, like, he explained love, like, what is it? You're growing together through a bunch of experiences.
Yes.
And that's what I think it is. When I do something that you, Megan Good and Devon Franklin talk about it, for example, like, mm-hmm. he hated that she smoked cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's something yeah. that he had to work to get over, and she had to work to, so we could be soulmates all day. If I got to kiss you in the mouth and I'm tasting nicotine, ain't
yeah.
no soulmate gonna make me like that. Like,
yeah.
we got to work.
But it's sacrifice,
and
too, because some people snore. You can't stop that, but maybe.
They got surgery. I don't know.
Get earplugs.
Can I get my own room? I could do my own room a little. I don't know.
It's
I'm
choices.
Just saying. It's choices. Or sacrifice.
And you gotta choose love.
Choose
get
love.
That.
That's all.
She's about to go hell.
We're just going to just choose love. That's just you know.
Choose
that's just
love.
Me. That was a good one though.
But getting back to all that good stuff about mm-hmm. Aiden and Noah and Mamacita Vivian.
Yes.
Mamacita.
I'm team Aiden.
Yes.
I don't know. You waited 10 months for this girl. Knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't feeling this story at all. I was just really... I was just mad at Vivian because it's just like, girl, like, you still looking for Noah? And this man, like, the moment I woke up and seen this man and I looked at the day, boom, 2019, 10 months ago. You know what I'm saying? And this man is sitting here next to me, feeding me, looking good. He still was in the gym. He didn't let himself go. You know, he's ready for me. I've been asleep. I probably gained a couple of pounds. You know what I'm saying? Looking toe up. My weave done grew out.
Yeah.
And this man is right next to me. Still here.
Love.
I was like, forget a Noah. You know what I'm saying? If I'm trying not to remember Noah, it's because I choose not to. She's digging deep in there. You know what I'm saying? What you digging deep for?
I have to argue.
I know. That's why I didn't say nothing.
The only reason
that's why when we was listening, I was just right in there. I was watching TV just really.
The only reason I argue with that is because that sends the message to women that you should be a guy with a guy just because they treat
he's
you well.
Good to you.
Just because they're good to you. But how is that fair to the guy when you're not feeling the same way towards
right.
him as he is towards you? I think that's actually doing a disservice to yourself and to him because someone can treat you amazing. Do you know how many amazing people there are in the world? There are people who are so great on paper, good people out there. It doesn't mean that you should be with them just because they're a good person, just because they're loyal, just because they're by your side.
Of course
we all want those qualities in a man, But we also want chemistry, and if you're not feeling it, even if the guy is amazing to you, doesn't mean you should just be with him because he's good to you, because after a while, that love is going to fade, and you're just with someone for the action.
That's how I almost feel about soulmates, but what were you going to say opposing to that? Because you felt like, what she, you were like, I'm just not going to say anything.
But I'm not, because God is good, and anything she said is absolutely right.
I mean, I feel you, just
but
because...
I get that, too.
Your face?
I get your wow. perspective, too, though. I get
it. Well, just because with
Aiden...
Saying,
absolutely right.
I'm like part
but
of me.
I'm gonna wait till I get on BHL or something, and I'm gonna let y'all know how I really feel.
Not telling now.
The devil's advocate in me. There's a part of me that's like, well, if you don't want someone who's so good to you, there's a part of me that's like, is it because you've learned that what love is to you is something that's actually toxic because of what was called love when you were a kid? Did you see your parents fighting? Did your parents hit you and then say, but I love you and this is why I'm doing this, and that's what you've gotten used to? Because that's like the devil's advocate in me, where it's like, sometimes we don't want to be with someone who loves us the way we should be loved because we don't consider it love because it's not what we're used to. So that's just like me playing devil's advocate and seeing your point of view,
right,
too.
Right, of course.
But I don't know how I feel about it. I kind of feel like you shouldn't be with someone just because they treat you well.
I agree, yes, and I also agree that we can self-sabotage. Mm-hmm. That we can have someone incredible mm-hmm. in front of us. Cold feet is a reality of the situation, and it has nothing to do with feeling someone else. It has everything to do with the doubt. You can dream yep. for this incredible man or this incredible career and future, and when it's coming, when the success is coming, when the man is coming, you're like... holy ish, like, I don't know what to do with this. It's yeah. like, you start to question, do you deserve it? Mm-hmm. Are you worthy of it? Mm-hmm. Can you handle it? Will you F it up? There's all these things that happen.
Imposter syndrome.
Yes. Yeah, so,
I'm not deserving. I'm not worthy. I'm not X, Y, and Z. Like, sometimes I feel like we have these dreams, even career aspirations, and then we get it, and we think that we're supposed to be excited, and we're like, how come, like, I'm still depressed, or how come I'm not happy still?
Right.
And it's because we haven't allowed ourselves to feel like we're deserving of that happiness, so we just are not. Even if we're grateful, we don't fully feel like it's ours.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was good. And for both of you guys, I think it was fair because they mentioned it a couple times, another through line of this show, that I don't want to be second to anybody.
Right.
So they both had validation. If somebody, she woke up still feeling a little unsure. And I know that was very unsettling for Aiden, as it would have been for me. So to feel like you need to figure out what happened, that's a little unsettling. But it's also very fair because it's like, well, I'm going to need you to go ahead and do that. So that way, if you decide to come back, at least you know when you're settled in your heart that this is where you want to be.
Uh-huh.
So it's...
is when I would have walked into that photo store and want to see my man in the my center man. Of his store in black and white. That's when God would have to really give me the Holy Spirit, because I would have come out with my machete.
I would
have been just the same, but you know, but keeping it PG, like my girl Mina over here.
That's the truth.
What they did was right, and they dig deep down inside, and they and they made sure that they were right for each other, and they love each other equally.
Wow.
I love it. You guys, we're so silly. We could probably talk about this stuff all night, but unfortunately, we're going to move on, even though we're having so much fun. We would love to see you guys in the comments. What do you think about the stuff that we're saying, and how do you feel about the show? There was so much here when
so
it comes
much.
To love, soulmates, courage, fighting for yourself, speaking up for yourself, all of that. So there's a lot, and we want to hear from you. But why don't we jump into our special segment, God Woo! Speaks. This is
so
where
excited.
God speaks to us throughout the day, because God is our friend. He friends us every morning.
All the time.
And every now and then we see something on social media that inspires us to believe it's a little message from God, or our intuition, or the universe, whatever you want to call it. So this is the one I came up with today, and it says, God is a frequency that exists within you.
Wow.
Tune in.
Mm.
And I had come across that when it was a nanosecond before I had the same idea myself. I've been struggling with some things lately. Mm. We won't get into that, but I did have a moment where I thought, I am not separated from God. So I'm looking
yes.
for this thing and this understanding of something, but I'm looking outwardly still at times. And when I remember that God is within me, which is what I feel is the premise of this show as well, the way they're helping people and the way they're seeing and solving things, it isn't all laid out.
Right.
They get one friend request. It's one thing, and they're using their intuition, their resources, their little soul, you know, whatever they got going on to solve this stuff. So I had to just remind myself that God, you know, God is within me, and I just need to tune into that frequency.
Yes.
But it's one and the same. I don't need to look out for something else to come save me or help me or figure it out. You know, it's right here.
That's great.
I love that. Yeah, I really that hit me. So thank you, God and social media.
And yeah,
for that.
And homeboy underscore.
Yeah, that's my boy, JJ Everett. I'm going to have to tell him. He's an amazing.
I'm going to need you to retweet that and let him know.
I think I already did. And I think I commented.
Okay, cool.
Good.
What you got, Mina?
Okay, so we were talking about soulmates, so yes. I found a soulmate quote. I found a couple really good ones, but this is the one I really love. I don't know how it is you are so familiar to me or why it feels like I'm getting to know you and that I'm getting to know you more as though I am remembering who you are. How every smile, every whisper brings me closer to the impossible conclusion that I have known you before, I have loved you before, in another time, a different place, some other existence. And that is from Lang Leave. And then just one more. Maybe it's not about the length of time you've known someone. Maybe it's about instant recognition on an unconscious level. Our souls know each other.
Period.
Yes.
I love that.
I don't believe in that day one stuff. You know, it's all good. We've been kids, friends since grade school or doing this, but it's somebody who will come in this day and be rocking with you harder than
someone you've known for a long time.
I agree. Those are great.
That was good. That was great. I like that, Mina.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because I follow Source Messages on Instagram and
I love
a Source message every day. Mm-hmm. And today's was right on point with tonight's episode. As you continue to remove layers of conditioning, you will find that even your desires will change.
Ooh.
The things you once thought you needed or wanted will also shift because they're now stemming from your true self, as opposed to craving things that would satisfy what others wanted for you.
Come on.
This is why you wanted simpler satisfactions as a child. Your mind was clean of influence. The more inner work you continue to do, the more you'll find that everything you desire is everything you already have.
Who broke that?
I'm done.
That's it. That's what she found out. And she's like, everything she wanted was already within Aiden. So, man, Source, God friended me. Thank you.
Case closed. Now, I know, that was absolutely remarkable. Print it 1,000 times, spread it all over the city. Retweet it.
Source messages on Instagram.
Do it big. I love it.
I'm following them now.
Yeah, exactly.
I got you a new follower.
Okay?
Yes.
Now, Rashad, I know you wanted to pose a question, so let's have it. We're going to have a little mini moment.
Right. Well, at first, what I was going to say before is everything. It was going to be about the service today at church with PT, and he was talking about exactly what you said.
Oh.
Excuse me, I think it was last week. Okay. It was exactly about what you said about, like, what if God stop giving you things and stop giving you mercy or whatever. You're praying, you want these things. God, help me with this. God, help me with that. What if he stops today?
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was a little depressed, a little sad. Like, why would you do that? But maybe he has everything already there for you. You just got to dig for those opportunities. So it just went into that. So we don't need to talk about that. But my question is, do you guys believe in soulmates?
I do.
Mm.
I do. Really, really do.
I got a leg on both sides of the thing because I do believe I've felt those moments where I felt some of the stuff you read, like we've known each other forever. It's just this instant like thing. But then, you know, it's also been unhealthy. I know that little quote that goes around about, oh, your soulmate is your mirror. They'll tear you up, spit you out, whatever, and show you everything you need to learn about whatever. And I get all that. But
I also think that, you know, we often think that a soulmate is just one person out there in the universe. Mm-hmm. I think you can have multiple soulmates. I think there's like millions of people in the world.
That's qualified for you.
I don't think that there's only one soulmate out there for you. And I also think the self and your identity is constantly changing, where someone who might have been your soulmate 10 years ago, if you were to meet them in the present day and you didn't meet them back then, they wouldn't be your soulmate anymore.
And I also think that I have girlfriends that are my soulmates. There's some girls that I meet and it's just like,
it doesn't have
like
to
this
be romantic. It can be an old man. It can be a child. It's just someone that you have a connection to that you can't even... No, not like in a creepy way. I'm saying like in a non-sexual way. Like, it could be anybody.
Like...
Sometimes you can just meet someone and think they're so beautiful. Beautiful and you understand them like you've never understood anyone before.
So that part of things I get, but I guess maybe the typical, oh, there's one person or soulmate, I guess, however you're looking at it. But I do believe there's people that we're definitely strongly connected to, you know.
But do you believe in soulmates?
We're going to put a pin on that one for me for next week. How about
okay.
that?
Okay. I'm with it.
Yeah.
We could definitely bring that back. You know,
yeah, we can bring it back for next week.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah. Mm-hmm. That was my only question.
All right. Absolutely. Thank you guys for posing the question. Thank you guys for so much. It's been amazing. As far as predictions, I don't know. I'm going to just let... Why don't you give us on predictions, just because we saw a little bit of a preview. What do you think is
happening? All I'm going to say, I know you guys...
TV predictions.
Predictions, okay? All I'm going to say is stay out that man computer. Don't be all up in Simon Hayes. We got a lot of money. We need our money for rent so we are not homeless. Please, Rakesh, do what you got to do. But don't mess it up because moms need to know who's behind the friend request. Don't. So that's my only prediction. Stay out that man business. Do your job.
What do we think's going to happen? Anybody have anything real quick?
I don't have anything. I can't wait to watch next week.
Can't wait to watch Kara and Miles on their date.
Exactly. So we'll see what happens with Kara and Miles. We're going to see what kind of trouble Rakesh gets into or not, hopefully.
Hopefully.
And yeah, thank you guys for watching. We're so happy to be back together, all of us here. This has been the after show for God Friended Me Season 1, Episode 15. We will see you next week. I'm your host, Jamie Alexander, and you can find me on Instagram at Jamie Alexander.
Hey, everyone. I'm Mina Wahab. You can find me on Instagram at Mina Makes Magic or go to my website, MinaWahab.com.
Hang out with your favorite Afro-Latina at Sally Hang Out.
And you guys can follow me at Roach Baby. That's R-O-A-C-H-B-A-Y-B-E-E. And I'm your host, Roach.
Yes. Hey, bye.
Bye, y'all. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.